Preface. In the mists before the beginning, fate and chance cast lots to decide whose the game should be. And he that won strode through the mists to Manayud Sushai and said, "Now make gods for me, for I have won the cast, and the game is to be mine." Who it was that won the cast, and whether it was fate or whether chance that went through the mists before the beginning to Manayud Sushai, none knoweth. Introduction. Before there stood gods upon Olympus, or ever Allah was Allah, had wrought and rested Manayud Sushai. There in Pagana, Mung and Sish and Kib, and the maker of all small gods, who is Manayud Sushai. Moreover, we have a faith in Rune and Slid. And it has been said of old that all things that have been were wrought by the small gods, excepting only Manayud Sushai, who made the gods and hath thereafter rested. And none may pray to Manayud Sushai, but only the gods whom he hath made. But at the last will Manayud Sushai forget to rest, and will make again new gods and other worlds, and will destroy the gods whom he hath made, and the gods and the worlds shall depart, and there shall be only Manayud Sushai. Of Skarl, the Drummer. When Manayud Sushai had made the gods and Skarl, Skarl made a drum and began to beat upon it that he might drum forever. Then, because he was weary after the making of the gods, and because of the drumming of Skarl, did Manayud Sushai grow drowsy and fall asleep. And there fell a hush upon the gods when they saw that Mana rested, and there was silence on Pagana, save for the drumming of Skarl. Skarl sitteth upon the mist before the feet of Manayud Sushai, above the gods of Pagana, and there he beateth his drum. Some say that the worlds and the suns are but the echoes of the drumming of Skarl, and others say that they be dreams that arise in the mind of Mana because of the drumming of Skarl, as one may dream whose rest is troubled by sound of song, but none knoweth. For who hath heard the voice of Manayud Sushai, or who hath seen his drummer? Whether the season be winter, or whether it be summer, whether it be morning among the worlds, or whether it be night, Skarl still beateth his drum, for the purposes of the gods are not yet fulfilled. Sometimes the arm of Skarl grows weary, but still he beateth his drum, that the gods may do the work of the gods, and the worlds go on. For if he cease for an instant, then Manayud Sushai will start to awake, and there will be worlds nor gods no more. But when at the last the arm of Skarl shall cease to beat his drum, silence shall startle Pagana like thunder in a cave, and Manayud Sushai shall cease to rest. Then shall Skarl put his drum upon his back and walk forth into the void beyond the worlds, because it is the end, and the work of Skarl is over. There may arise some other god whom Skarl may serve, or it may be that he shall perish. But to Skarl it shall matter not, for he shall have done the work of Skarl. Of the making of the worlds. When Manayud Sushai had made the gods, there were only the gods, and they sat in the middle of time, for there was as much time before them as behind them, which having no end, had neither a beginning. And Pagana was without heat or light or sound, save for the drumming of Skarl. Moreover, Pagana was the middle of all, for there was below Pagana what there was above it, and there lay before it that which lay beyond.